bingly 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 beep, said a small triumphant voice from his pocket. The time is 11 p.m. precisely.
The door opened before Nobby knocked, and a small stout woman glared out at him.
Yes, I am, she snapped.
Nobby stood with his hand still raised.
Are you Mrs. Cake? He said. Yes, but I don't hold with doing it except for money.
Nobby's hand did not move.
You can tell the future, right? Said Nobby.
They stared at one another. Then Mrs. Cake thumped her own ear a couple of times and blinked.
Drat! Left my precognition on again.
Her gaze unfocused for a moment as she replayed the recent conversation in the privacy of her head.
I think we're sorted out, she said.
She looked at Nobby and sniffed.
You'd better come in. Mind the carpet, it's just been washed. And I can only give you 10 minutes because I've got cabbage boiling.
She led Corporal Nobbs into her tiny front room. A lot of it was occupied by a round table covered with a green cloth. There was a crystal ball on the table, not very well covered by a pink-knitted lady in a crinoline dress. Mrs. Cake motioned Nobby to sit down. He obediently did so. A smell of cabbage drifted through the room.
A bloke in the pub told me about you, Nobby mumbled. Said you do, mediuming.
Would you care to tell me your problem? Said Mrs. Cake.
She looked at Nobby again, and in a state of certainty that had nothing to do with precognition and everything to do with observation, added,
That is, which of your problems do you want to know about?
Nobby coughed.
it's a bit, you know, intimate, like affairs of the heart sort of thing.
Are women involved?
Said Mrs. Cake cautiously.
I hope so. What else is there?
Mrs. Cake visibly relaxed.
I just want to know if I'm going to meet any,
Nobby went on.
I see.
Mrs. Cake gave a kind of facial shrug. It wasn't up to her to tell people how to waste their money.
Well, there's the 10-penny future, that's what you see. Then there's the $10 future, that's what you get.
$10? That's more than a week's pay. I'd better take the 10-penny one.
A very wise choice, said Mrs. Cake. Give me your paw.
Hand, said Nobby.
That's what I said.
Mrs. Cake examined Nobby's outstretched palm while taking care not to touch it.
Are you going to moan and roll your eyes and stuff?
Said Nobby, a man out to get his 10-pennyworth.
I don't have to take cheek, said Mrs. Cake without looking up. That sort of...
She peered closer and then gave Nobby a sharp look.
Have you been playing with this hand?
Pardon?
Mrs. Cake whipped the crinoline lady off the crystal and glared into the depths. After a while, she shook her head.
I don't know, I'm sure. Oh, well.
She cleared her throat and spoke in a more sibyllic voice.
Mr. Nobbs, I see you surrounded by dusky ladies in a hot place. Looks a bit foreign to me. They're laughing and chatting with you. In fact, one of them's just handed you a drink.
None of them are shouting or anything, are they?
Said Nobby, mystified.
Doesn't look like it, said Mrs. Cake, equally fascinated. They seem quite happy.
You can't see any magnets.
What are they?
Dunno, Nobby admitted. I bet you'd know 'em if you saw 'em.
Mrs. Cake, despite a certain rigidity of character, couldn't help but be aware of a drift in Nobby's speculation.
Some of the ladies look nubile, she hinted.
Oh, right,
said Nobby, his expression not changing in any way.
If you understand what I mean.
Right, yes, nubile, right.
Mrs. Cake gave up. Nobby counted out 10 pennies.
And that'll be soon, will it? Said Nobby.
Oh, yes. I can't see very far for 10 pence. Happy young ladies, mused Nobby. Nubile, too. Definitely something to think about.
After he'd gone, Mrs. Cake went back to her crystal and sneaked a whole $10 worth of precognition for her own curiosity and satisfaction, and laughed about it all afternoon.